Also this week, scientists have potentially discovered a new way to combat cancer and turn off tumours by giving cells a dose of a very small piece of genetic material. This is a paper in the journal Cell. It's by Jerry Mendell and his colleagues at Ohio State University. Basically what they're doing is building on the premise that was discovered in recent years that one of the ways in which genes can be controlled in cells is not just by proteins called transcription factors turning genes on and off, but also the presence of small regulatory pieces of genetic material called microRNAs. And these can turn genes on, and in some cases they can also turn them off. And one thing that scientists have realised in recent years is that one of the reasons they turn genes off is to stop them growing, because genes... all cells have plumbed into them genes which make the cells grow very vigorously, for instance, during embryonic development, and also allow cells to move around, because when an embryo is developing, cells which start in one bit of the body sometimes have to migrate over distances to go to another part of the body to take up their final position. But once they get there, you don't want them to move anymore, so you want to be able to lock the cells in position and stop them growing. So that's where these microRNAs come in. They turn on and they switch off the genes that make those cells move and grow like that. So... what about if you lose those RNAs? Could that mean the cells become cancerous? Well, that's what scientists have begun to discover, that when cells stop making these RNAs, perhaps because the mechanism that makes them in a cell goes wrong, then you've got suddenly the handbrake taken off on this cellular car. It can sort of roll along when it shouldn't. And so what this group of researchers did was to say, well, if we take some tumours and we put some of these RNAs back into them that they seem to have lost the ability to make, will this turn off cancer?
So how do you put them into the cells? How are they actually getting them inside in where they want them to be?
Sure, very, very important point. In this instance, they were using experimental mice that are programmed to develop liver cancers. And what they did was to make viruses called adeno-associated viruses. These are just basically the shell of the virus, and they replaced the genetic material of the virus with new copies of this RNA that was missing in the cells. And they then injected these viruses into a blood vessel that was supplying the mice liver. And what this meant is that the viruses then infected all of the liver cells carrying in these therapeutic small RNA genes. And the result was actually quite striking. When they looked at the numbers, they had a number of animals that were treated with a therapeutic gene like this, and then a second group of animals that were just controls. Amongst the control group, all of them got very nasty liver cancers in a very short space of time. 6 out of 8 of them were had what's called fulminant liver failure. But amongst the therapeutic group, 8 out of 10 of the animals had no traces of cancer. So it looked like that you were adding this gene to the liver, and what it was doing was turning off the cancerous process and also causing cells that were going to become cancerous not only to stop growing but also to kill themselves, which argues this could work in us.
And liver cancer is a really big killer, isn't it? It's a terrible disease. Is this going to be a non-toxic way of treating this disease? Because by the sounds of it, if this is something that we have in our cells anyway, naturally, then if we're just putting it back, then that's not going to cause any nasty side effects, is it?
It's a very important point, and that's exactly what they say. They do address that in their paper, and they say, look, most cells in the body have got this gene turned on already, and it's the loss of the gene that makes a cell harmful. Therefore, putting the gene into cells that have already got it doesn't change anything, doesn't change the status quo. Putting it into cells that have lost it and therefore could turn cancerous is actually going to rescue those cells and prevent them becoming cancerous. So therefore, it won't do any harm if you do have it. It will definitely help if you don't.
So I guess it's early days, though, isn't it? But hopefully we can see this perhaps in the future as being a new way of looking at how to treat cancers and get rid of these terrible diseases.
Absolutely right. And at the moment, the only way we can tackle cancers is with cytotoxic cell-killing drugs that have all kinds of nasty side effects. Actually, combating cancer at the genetic level, because cancer is a genetic disease, is a very promising direction to take. And I think this is very exciting work. It's very early days. It's in experimental animals, obviously. But it doesn't normally take that long, and we're talking a decade rather than hundreds of years, to translate this to clinical trials. So I hope we'll start seeing some kind of repercussions of this kind of work coming out in the ward soon.
Let's hope so.